Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome to Monday, a Monday. Thank God for another week that he has given us. Amen. This is Pastor Stevenson. Thank you for joining us on our prayer calls. You've been so faithful. Many of you are so faithful in our prayer calls. We've been doing these now for a little while, and I'm just praying that they are blessing you and they are helping you as we continue to grow in grace and grow in our walk with Jesus Christ. And so we thank God for all that he is doing and for the doors that he's opening. Well, we are back on schedule with our recharge. You know, we took off last week and we did not have our recharge last week as we were preparing for Thanksgiving. And so we are back this Wednesday with recharge, and just know that we're going to take some time off in December. We're going to take some time off, but we will have recharge at least that first Wednesday in December, and then we're going to be off until into January, and give you some time to reconnect, recuperate, and all the stuff you have to do, and also opportunity for us to get ready for some new rounds of teaching and growing and things that we will do so that we can grow together. Amen, amen. Yesterday in worship, we spent time in our message just unpacking and trying to look at the 10 lepers in the book of Luke, 17th chapter. Talked about the fact that everything had changed, and I want to just pose a question to you, and I believe I posed it at one of the services. Don't think I did it at all three, but one of the services I posed a question: what things must you begin to change so that you can have and do things that you've been asking God for? So we looked at the lepers and the fact that the lepers asked Jesus for mercy. Jesus said to them, go show yourself to the priest, which was that command was a promise to heal, because he's saying, go show yourself to the priest. And the only reason that lepers would show themselves to the priest is to be declared healed. And so as they went, the Bible says that they were healed as they went. And so we don't know when they recognize They were healed. We do know that one recognized his healing and came back, and he glorified God. And so the question is, what changes do you need to make so that you can come into the knowledge of the truth of what it is you've asked God to do? What have you asked God to do that you've not yet made changes to? We've asked God to open doors for you, and that's fine. And Jesus is saying to you, go show yourself to the priest, which is the equivalent of go ahead, move toward what you've desired. But of course, when you get there, you've got to have gone through some change. So what changes do you need to make in your life, in your day, in your thinking, in your prayer, in your growing, in your responsibilities, in your commitment, in your finances? What changes do you need to make in order that you might experience the very thing that you've been asking God for? Why are you waiting on making those changes? What are you waiting for? Make the changes that are necessary for you to live in the existence of what you're asking God for. I just believe if the prayer was worth the time to think about it and then to talk about it and then to give it to God in prayer, then it must be worth coming to pass. It must be worth the changes that are necessary for you and I to accomplish the things that we're praying about. And so with that, there is a requirement of change, and you need to make a decision about what you will change. Because keep in mind, as the lepers were on their way to the priest, they still looked like lepers. They would have still been acting like lepers. They would have smelled like lepers. They would have nothing, none of that, those things would have changed. But the change happened inside. The change happened underneath that which could be seen. And so some of us are still in the clothes of our bondage. We're still in the clothes, in the situations of our past. But God is saying it's time to change that. It's time to come out of it. It's time to make some things and do some things differently, so that you and I can experience the greatness and the goodness of God. And so you've got to make a decision. What changes will you make, do you need to make, in order for you to experience and to have the very things that you've been asking God for? You need to do that. You need to make those changes. You need to challenge yourself to be different and to be better. Challenge yourself to accomplish things in a different way. Doesn't matter who doesn't help you. That's something I really want to drive home to you. It doesn't matter who doesn't help you. That's not you've not been put here just so somebody can help you. You need to step up and start doing what you can do by yourself. Whatever it is God has spoken to you, there is some part of it that God expects for you to do, and you need to start moving toward the things that God has said, spoken to you to do. Start moving toward those things, whatever that might mean, whatever changes it might mean. Start moving toward them. All right, let's pray. Lord, we are thankful and grateful to you. Thank you for another week that you have allowed us to see, another day that you have given us. We are grateful to you for your love and kindness, your tender mercies. Thank you for all of the doors that you continue to open and the ways that you continue to make. Thank you, God, because even when we do not understand, we still trust you. Even when we do not know what's going on, we still believe you. Even when it looks like the things that we've been believing you for will never come to pass, we have made a decision to stand on your word. We are like Job. Though you slay us, yet will we trust in you. We will not falter. We will not fail. We will not run away. We will not fall apart. We will trust in the name of the Lord. And so, God, in this season that you are opening doors for us, in this season that you are allowing things to change for us and on our behalf, God, we pray that you would help us to make the changes and to see the changes that we need to make, to see the places that you are calling us, to see the doors that you are wooing us through, to see the things that you are calling us to do. We ask, Father, that you would help us, that you would help us to follow you and to do the things that you have called us to do, that we would not falter, we would not fail, we would not be fearful, we would not be afraid of the big doors that you are opening. But God, we will see ourselves as successes. We will see ourselves as tools in your hand. We will see ourselves as someone that you have desired to bless, and someone you have desired to make a way for. And so, God, as we move toward the doors that you are calling us through, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus that you would help us to make the changes necessary so that we can become all that you have called us to be, so that we can have all that you have determined we should have, and that, God, we should be trees planted by the rivers of water which bring forth its fruit in its season. And God, we decree that our leaves will also not wither, and whatever we do shall prosper. We are thankful for this moment. We are thankful that you are opening doors and making ways for us, even when we don't understand it and even when it makes no sense. We thank you. We honor you. We worship you, even as the leper in the story that we are reading. He laid down on his face. He wrapped his arms around your legs, and he worshiped you. And so, God, we prostrate ourselves in the spirit, and we lay down with our face to the ground, and we bless you for being an awesome God, and for being a God who will never leave us nor forsake us, for being a God who opened doors for us, for being a God who keeps us in perfect peace because our minds are stayed on you. And so, Lord, would you have your way in us and through us today? Would you help us to recognize the things that we need to change? We must make some changes if we are going to do what you've called us to do. We cannot be the way we are. We cannot act like we are. We cannot do the things that we've been doing. We have got to make some changes. For some of us, it's changes in our attitude, in our mind, in our thinking, in our speaking, in our faith in you, changes in the way we dress and what we put on our body and what we put in our body, what we allow our eyes to focus on. Help us, Lord Jesus, that we might recognize that no matter what happens, that you are with us. You've never left us, nor have you ever forsaken us. And so, God, that is enough for us to trust you. It is enough for us to believe you. It is enough for us to stand on your word and to never stand back and never falter. So, God, we thank you as we look to do your will, as we look to follow you, as we look to make a difference in the kingdom, as we look to draw people to you. I pray, God, that you would help us to make the changes necessary for the things that we've been asking you for. We step into that place, we step into that understanding, and we believe you, we trust you, and we challenge ourselves to step up to what you've called us to do and to be. In the name of Jesus, bless us and give us a great week of purpose on purpose. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, God bless you, and I pray that you will continue to be blessed by these broadcasts, that you would invite other people to join you in this 15 minutes of time on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday where we talk to God. All righty, love you, and I'll talk with you Wednesday, and I'll see you at the Recharge. Bye.